Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things that I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine.
Family of jazz royalty, we begin this new hour of Neon Jazz with singer Michelle Coltrane. That was the tune All the Things You Are off her 2017 critically acclaimed CD called Awakening. So she was born in Paris, France, and is the only daughter of Alice and John Coltrane. Since she comes from such a legacy of lore, she was understandably wanting to establish her own name in her own right. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Michelle talked about releasing material under her own name.
A little scary, because the only thing that anyone could compare it to were the Coltranes and the sound. If there's a sound of what a Coltrane sounds like, perhaps people would have an expectation of that. And I can say for myself that maybe it's something that I still struggle with, about still keeping in the lane of what you do, what my voice sounds like, what my range is, and finding my sweet spot.
So she spent some time living in Japan and worked as a DJ. She performed and arranged background vocals for a lot of prominent stars. She was featured on two Chevrolet commercials. So over time, she has performed in both the United States and France as a soloist, and she's also performed with the likes of Kenny Kirkland, Jeff Watts, Ronnie Laws, Billy Childs, Jack DeJohnette, and so many others. Her very first CD, I Think of You, is a classical and contemporary jazz collaboration that's very good. The recording was well received by Jazz Times and won a Yes Award presented by blues artist Barbara Morrison. She has also honed her skills as an MC to many John Coltrane scholarship events at the Wiltern Theater and the House of Blues in Los Angeles. During the late 90s, she co-hosted a radio show on 90.7 FM for 5 years called Straight No Chaser, and she interviewed a lot of people like Charlie Hayden, Alice Coltrane, Ravi Coltrane, Freddie Hubbard, Elvin Jones, Stanley Clarke, and so many others. It's great to have a Coltrane leading things off, and that will be sort of a theme as we move on here. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has hosted John Coltrane a time or two at the Mutual Musicians Foundation off 18 and Vine, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of legendary music and quality licks. So this next one comes from Michelle's mother, Alice Coltrane. This is the tune Crescent off a 2014 CD called Anthology, as the Coltrane Show goes on.
Hi, this is Michelle Coltrane, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was Papa Train with Red Garland. That was the tune Soft Lights and Sweet Music from John Coltrane off the Jazz Collection Volume 1, circa 2013. So John is a cat that defines jazz and has inspired the world with his play, so full of soul and emotion. And when I asked Michelle about what she understood about the power and impact of her father, not only on jazz, but the world of music at large, this was her response.
People would come up to me and grab me and say, I love this song, or this meant so much to me. I stopped doing this, broke this habit because I listened to A Love Supreme every day. You know, it would take me off guard for a second, but when I, you know, became older, I just realized, and falling in love with my own, you know, outside of my family, falling in love with other artists, how special that would mean to someone.
As we move on down the Coltrane line here, this is critically acclaimed Grammy-nominated saxophonist, bandleader, and composer John and Alice's son, Robbie Coltrane, with the 2012 tune Phantasm off the CD Spirit Fiction. And as we do that, let's have a listen to Michelle talking about how she grew up with her parents.
Well, when you grow up in a home with professional musicians, which is the case for me and my brothers, there's a lot of instruments in there. We were allowed to touch them too. You know, my mother was, you know, my parents were very gentle people, and I never remember getting reprimanded for touching the piano or the organ or the harp or the Indian instruments that were in the living room, you know, stepping on saxophone cases. So having those so close felt very natural.
Thank you.
Was the great swing-era band leader Billy Eckstine, joined by the legendary Sarah Vaughan, with the tune Don't Blame Me off a CD called An Archive of American Popular Music, circa 1946-51. And together, these two had a level of smooth that just had to be captured and enjoyed for decades to come. And this is another Michelle Coltrane story. She told us about an experience with the Divine One while she was living in the same town of hers. Have a listen.
And when we moved to California, Sarah Vaughan lived in the next neighborhood, and she rode by on a bicycle. It was just surreal, like unbelievable, you know. And I know that's how people felt, you know, probably about Alice too. But yeah, what a wonderful day.
From jazz alto saxophonist and composer, a legend, we love him around here, Paul Desmond. This is the tune I'm in a Dancing Mood off the 2018 CD called Dream Dancing, as this waltz down neon jazz lane continues.
Crystal Warren, speaking to you from France, and I'm happy to be chatting with Joe Dimino here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was jazz saxophonist and composer Walter Smith III with the 2018 song Ask Me Now off his CD called Twio. So along with his own group, he is a member of the Ambrose Akinmusire Quintet and Eric Hartland's Voyager. He regularly plays and records with the likes of Christian Scott, Logan Richardson, Kendrick Scott, Aaron Parks, Warren Wolf, and so many others. He has released 5+ albums as a leader, and it feels like it's all just begun. From the replete skills of New Orleans-based trombonist, composer, and educator Mark McGrain, this is the 2018 song Blossom off his CD Love, Time, and Divination. As the show keeps on aging well here on Neon Jazz.
To Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was veteran jazz pianist and composer Eric Reed with the 2017 tune, The Promised Land, off his CD, A Light in Darkness. So for more than a quarter century, he has been the leader of numerous ensembles, a solo cat composer, producer, educator, and sideman with many artists. From the Cincinnati strong pianist, a cool cat who has been around for a long time, I actually caught him in Kansas City recently, this is Phil DeGregg with the 2011 tune, Blues on the Beach. Sounds quite nice right now. Off the CD, Whirl Away, while this hour begins whirling to an end.
Thank you.
Again, that was the man out of WKRP land out there in Cincinnati. That's pianist Phil DeGregg with a bit of the blues on the beach. So as we listen to Miles Davis teamed up with John Coltrane, this is during their final tour off the bootleg series. This is the tune Fran Dance, circa 2017, a recent release. I asked Michelle a standard question I ask most musicians, and it's who would you go see if you could climb into a jazz time machine and see anyone, anywhere? This was her answer.
Now, you know I'm going to go back and see John Coltrane, too.
I love it. I presume that I didn't want to be presumptuous.
Are you kidding? My goodness.
That's perfect.
Of course it was. So it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat who always knows the name of that jazz tune, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
from the spark of divinity.
Neon Jazz.